Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 11th of February 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So we start with a British story, and the BAFTA nominations have been revealed for Best Video Game. Yes, there's a whole ton of stuff in there, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Rockstar's Red Dead Redemption is there, Halo Reach, Heavy Rain, Mass Effect 2, and Nintendo's Super Mario Galaxy 2 are all up for an award. There's also Dance Central in there, it's up for an award, and also football's got a look in with FIFA 11. The full nominations are out on the 16th of February, and of course the awards ceremony is the 16th of March. Well done, Blink. Internet Explorer 9 release candidate has now been available for developers. If you want to go and have a go with it yourself, you can. You can get the beta. It looks fantastic, but there's still no version available for Mac, which is a bit of a shame. But I'm assured that it's definitely coming by one of my sources. When that comes, I'll have the scoop, and hell will have frozen over, no doubt. A security patch has broken VM users' Windows desktops in some cases. VMware is telling its customers that two Windows 7 security patches have left the VMware incapable of accessing their Windows desktops. It's all to do with security updates that were pushed out on Patch Tuesday, and unfortunately some of the VM connections have been broken. Conveniently, you're going to have to upgrade your VMware view or uninstall the Microsoft patches in order to get the thing to work again. How convenient's that? Apple may be in trouble with their iAds because they're not selling very well. However, they are selling an awful lot of iPhones. Whether they're selling them to AT&T or Verizon is the next question. One survey has said that 26% of AT&T customers could be jumping ship and going over to Verizon. However, one other report, which was only conducted on 40 users, so it's not exactly huge, is saying that only 8% may be jumping ship and going over as it stands at the moment. And John Gruber has come out and said that the iPad 3 is definitely coming out this autumn. And we haven't even got iPad 2 yet. Steve's at home working on it as we speak, according to some news reports, but Gruber's saying that 3 is definitely coming in September. He's been right on a few things in the past, and I'm sure he's got a mole on the inside of Apple. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe it was just a ploy to out the mole. The Sonos controller for Android? Well, it's here. You've all been waiting, it's all been coming, but the free Wi-Fi music remote goes on live today. You'll need an Android phone that's got 2.1 or better on it, and you'll have to have an HVDA screen at 320x480 or better as well. But if you get it, you can control all of your Sonos equipment from your Android handset. Oh, doesn't make me want to buy Sonos or Android though. A teacher has been suspended over a blog. It's an English teacher, Natalie Munro. She's described the children in her charge as frightfully dim and rat-like. Not the best. She's been told to go home and have a think about some of her comments by the Central Bucks School District Board. Parents complained, but one of the students said, "It's hard to know that you sat in a class for an hour and a half that day and she felt that way about you." Oh dear. Thank you, Ali. The ZTE 0057, snappy title chaps, is an emergency cell phone that keeps your kids safe. It's been made by SoftBank and ZTE, and it costs you just £5.90 a month to get your kids so that they can receive text messages and make emergency calls only. That sounds like it's a really good idea until you realise that you're going to give a device that only calls emergencies by the push of a button. The NYU professor who had a camera implanted into the back of his head has had it removed. The reason he's had it removed early is because he says it hurts. And also he's had a few little problems with infection and so on. You couldn't see that coming, could you? No. Bad luck. And finally, we've got the crack gadget to end all crack gadgets. It's called the Beauty Lift High Nose. That's the literal translation from the Japanese company called Omni. It's $140 if you dare buy this thing. It's a plastic nose cap that you stick on your nose, and over time, it allegedly improves your nose to the point that you no longer need plastic surgery. If you want to pay $140 for a pretty looking piece of pink plastic, then go buy it, because if you want a nose job, I really don't see that this is going to do it. Bring it on if you want to sue me, guys. I don't care. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bageltech News. We're going to be back at 11 o'clock with the photo show this morning. Then 1 o'clock we've got the Mac show. Then 3 o'clock we've got the media show. And then at 10 p.m. tonight we've got the Bageltech Big Show. So come and join us if you possibly can. Chat room will be open from 15 minutes beforehand and all the fun will start on the hour if Will Green bothers to turn up on time. See you there. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.